The AI memory chip shortage story is one of those economic developments that feels abstract until you're at a dealership, and the sticker says $58,000 for a midsize sedan. Let me explain the causal chain here. Modern vehicles are undergoing an architectural transformation. Automakers are moving away from having dozens of separate computers throughout a vehicle towards centralized vehicle computers that handle everything from safety systems to entertainment to autonomous driving functions. These centralized computers are extremely RAM intensive because they're running AI workloads continuously. As AI demand from data centers has already consumed the majority of high bandwidth memory production, the supply available for automotive applications has contracted sharply, and prices have followed.
The $60,000 figure for new car prices isn't a single data point. Analysts tracking automotive industry input costs are projecting that the memory component alone could add several thousand dollars to vehicle manufacturing costs over the next 18 months, and those costs will pass through to retail prices. The auto industry was already dealing with elevated prices post-pandemic supply chain disruption. This is a second wave of cost pressure with a different origin but a similar effect, squeezing the middle of the market and making the sub-$40,000 new vehicle increasingly difficult to produce at a margin that justifies building it.
Against this backdrop, the shareholder return announcements from Samsung and SK Hynix are fascinating to consider. Samsung announced a $72 billion shareholder return program, and SK Hynix, NVIDIA's primary supplier for HBM, the high bandwidth memory that goes into AI chips, simultaneously announced a record buyback. These are companies sitting on enormous cash flows generated by the AI chip boom, and they're choosing to return that capital rather than deploy it all into capacity expansion. That's a signal that they believe current elevated memory prices may not be permanent, that oversupply could eventually correct, and that returning cash now is more value-creating than building more factories that might come online into a softer market.
The Samsung announcement in particular is notable because the company has had a rough 18 months in terms of technological leadership. They fell behind SK Hynix on HBM generation and struggled to qualify their HBM3E chips with NVIDIA on schedule. A $72 billion shareholder return is partly a strategic communication. We're financially strong, we're generating cash, and we're rewarding shareholders even as we work through these competitive challenges. It's also a defensive move against activist investor pressure that's been building on Samsung's management.
The car price story connects back to something worth naming directly. The AI infrastructure buildout is no longer a problem contained to data centers. It's pricing out median income consumers from new vehicle markets. That's a political economy story as much as a technology story, and we haven't seen Washington seriously grapple with it yet.